Hey fans, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel with your Arrowhead update for Monday, October 27th. Chiefs coach Andy Reid spoke with the media this morning following the team's 34-7 victory over the St. Louis Rams. One area coach Reid talked about was the sequence of events that happened at the end of the first half that really changed the complexity of this game. The Chiefs fumbled the ball deep in their own territory, giving the St. Louis Rams the ball at their 8-yard line. The Chiefs defense stepped up with their backs against the wall. The key play in that defensive stand was Ron Parker's sack that lost 14 yards for the Rams on offense, which led to Greg Zuerlein's field goal miss that went wide right. The Chiefs' ensuing offensive drive, they marched the ball down the field in just over 5 minutes, and it was Cairo Santos' 53-yard field goal at the very end of the first half that gave them the 10-7 lead going into halftime. The decision by Andy Reid, something he's been doing a lot this season, which is different in the past, to defer to getting the ball in the second half. It's another area that Coach Reid talked about this morning during the press conference, saying that he likes knowing what the defense is going to do when the Chiefs offense goes out for that first offensive drive in the second half. Well, the Chiefs offense didn't need to get the ball to start the second half because Nile Davis took care of that. It was a key block by James Michael Johnson that really sprung that 99-yard kickoff return for a touchdown, gave the Chiefs a 17-7 lead. Huge momentum swing in that, you know, 3 or 4 minutes of the game. Between the Zuerlein missed field goal, Cairo Santos 53-yarder, and then the kickoff return for a touchdown, there's a huge swing in the Chiefs' favor on special teams, making a difference in this game. Now, the Chiefs will prepare the rest of this week to take on the New York Jets on Sunday as they look to go to 5-3 on the season and continue this momentum going forward. For KCChiefs.com, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel.
65 toss power trap.